Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course. Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Are you looking for a way to learn new skills to fit around your busy life? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
So as we were saying earlier, Leo Varadkar becomes Taoiseach tomorrow. Already in his in-tray, he has a letter from Sheena Mitchell, who's a pharmacist at Milltown Total Health Pharmacy. We're all familiar with the trip to the GP, getting our prescription for the pharmacy, but Sheena wants new powers brought in so that pharmacists can supply prescription-only medicines to defined groups of patients. And Sheena is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This letter that you've written to the Taoiseach, you say that your skills as a pharmacist are being chronically underutilised in an Irish healthcare system at breaking point. Explain that to us.
Yeah, so basically 16 years ago when I qualified in the UK, we were able to work under patient group directives to provide a supply of medication to people for prescription medicines in very particular unique settings. So what I suppose we're suggesting here is an exemption to be made to the legislation, which in Ireland is behind the legislation in the UK. In Ireland, it says that, you know, you must have a prescription to supply a patient with a medical product. And we would just like to be able to add an amendment to that to say, except under the framework of an authorised patient group directive. So this means a patient would get a safe supply of medication for a simple illness that doesn't require a GP visit. It would free up the GPs so that they could see the patients who really need them and need their clinical assessment.
So what medical conditions would fall under this, Sheena?
Yeah, so there's quite a few, but the ones that I suppose are most commonly used in this kind of format would be conjunctivitis, so most common in children, bacterial eye infections, and an antibiotic eye drop will resolve that fairly quickly. There's also uncomplicated cystitis, which can be treated with antibiotics. Also impetigo, which is a strep-based skin infection, most common in children, and even shingles using antiviral medications. This is all happening already
in the UK. But would this involve a pharmacist assessing a patient and making a diagnosis?
No. So what would happen here is that when we design a patient group directive, and the easiest way to, I suppose, describe that is a document which is approved by a doctor, okay? And in that, it states what patients should be supplied and what shouldn't. And it will work through in a very logical manner criteria that the patients need to fit. So instead of a GP having to prescribe for one individual named patient every time, a senior doctor can prescribe for a group of patients that fit under the same criteria so that it saves GP time. And we can then supply the medication on the basis of that document.
Okay, there's another part to this as well in this letter that you've written to Leo Varadkar, this minor ailments scheme you'd like to see introduced. How would that work?
Yeah, so that applies really to items which are not on prescription. So again, it's in practice in the UK. So the minor ailment scheme means that, you know, because as it stands, medical card holders have to request a prescription from their GP if they want to get an over-the-counter item for free on their medical card. Okay. And I suppose my argument is that this is not only time wasteful, but it's also price discrimination because it places a barrier on medical card patients from being able to access the same treatments that private patients just come in and buy. So through the implementation of a minor ailment scheme, pharmacists could prescribe over-the-counter medications such as Gaviscon, Nexium, Ibuprofen, and one in seven GP appointments could be moved from GPs into pharmacies, meaning that the patients who need the full clinical assessment again would be able to get it from the GP at the moment they're not able to access them.
Have you asked or do you know how GPs might feel about this? Because if you look at it with a cold eye, you're taking some of their business away.
And to that, I would very clearly say, who are we protecting? We need to protect the patient. That has always got to be the priority of healthcare. And we work very, very well with GPs, and they are completely overburdened with patients waiting 5 to 7 days for appointments. The GPs are completely facing a tsunami of requests due to an aging and growing population. There's also an ongoing shortage of GPs, which is going to deteriorate in the next 3 years. You know, so I think it steps away from finance. In either way, we are supplying the medication. This is not a financial matter for us. This is about patient safety. And I don't think it's acceptable for the people of Ireland to not be able to access healthcare when pharmacists are here saying we're able.
All right, Sheena, thank you very much for talking to us. Sheena Mitchell there, who's a pharmacist from Milltown Total Health Pharmacy. Back after this.
Today with Clare Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.